justice is something that is very basic in Islam. Whether you deal as a parent, as a father, as a mother towards your kids, whether as a husband towards his wife, or as a world leader or a leader of a nation towards his subjects, this is something very basic, and we just want to talk about this on all these different levels.
Some of the speakers, I'm thinking directly to Muhammad al-Arifi, who critics have said is an extremist speaker. You issued a counter to that earlier this week, and you said some of these conceptions of what Mr. al-Arifi thinks or says are misunderstood. Can you elaborate on your defense of inviting him?
Mr. al-Arifi has been criticized by some groups. We have to see the context of these groups as well. These are so-called ex-Muslim groups as well as extreme racist fundamentalist groups who in general have an issue with religious preachers. So Mr. al-Arifi, he is absolutely not the guy who is advocating hate towards women or any other group. What he has is certainly has some conservative worldviews. That's out of question. But these worldviews we have approved, and we actually we do not think that they do violate any of our laws in Switzerland.
Specifically, some of the accusations that have been made against him is he supports violence against women, homophobia, anti-Semitism. Do you reject that he believes any of these things? I don't mean to put you in a place to defend his personal beliefs, but what is your thinking on this?
First of all, it's important to say that we do not represent the opinion of our speakers. This is the first thing. But secondly, we have checked on this Mr. al-Arifi's speeches that he had done before. And if you look at the whole context, then you can see that these accusations that he's advocating violence against women is absolutely wrong. It's out of the blue. In this video that has been mentioned, he did actually comment or interpret the verse in the Quran where it says at the end, and you may beat the women as a husband if they are rebellious. So what he did actually, he made a very modern contextualizing of this verse, which eventually led to the point that he said it's absolutely not allowed to beat women.
I've seen one of these videos. It looks like he's giving guidelines of beating a wife. And I have to say, I was a bit surprised to read some of this. This was from Lebanese television from 2007, which he says, while the man may use beating to discipline his wife, she may use tears to discipline him. But later on, he says, if admonishment doesn't work to discipline a wife, then the third option is, of course, beating. And he says it should be light, not in the face, and the purpose is not pain.
Yeah.
To a Swiss audience, though, can you see how this does not look good for at least the perspective of Mr. al-Arifi?
Mr. al-Arifi did just comment on this verse in the Quran. Now, the problem with this verse, if you read it like this, you might get the opinion that you might beat up a wife just as you beat up a criminal on the street. This is certainly not the case, because the beating of the wife has been outlined by the Prophet Muhammad SAW and what it means, actually. And this means, actually, in general, that you cannot beat her at all, because the Prophet Muhammad SAW, he used to have this stick, this very small stick, which is maybe 5 to 10 centimeters long, which is used to brush the teeth. And this stick, actually, even if you would hit with this, I would not cause any pain, because it's just like it's a pen, basically, its size. And what he meant with this example was, you should not beat your wife. You should basically convince your wife to obey to your orders, etc., etc., and not by beatings and not by violence at all. But you should do it by persuading her by words and by good deeds, etc. And this is what Mr. al-Arifi tried to explain in this. And you should also not forget something. Mr. al-Arifi comes from a quite conservative context. He comes from Saudi Arabia, where unfortunately, certainly in some parts of this society, beatings of women happen. This is something not good. This is something we condemn, actually. And Mr. al-Arifi tries now in this context actually to explain to those guys who are doing this that what you are doing is not what the Prophet actually has taught you.